maybe a signaling that in spite of all the rains that you've been having, that you still live in sunny St. Lucia. The members of the House have all taken their seats, and so momentarily the Governor General will begin the 2011 Throne Speech. We take you to the Governor General.
Madam Speaker and members of the House of Assembly, we meet here today in this annual exercise to present to the Parliament the plans and strategies which government proposes to implement in the interest of the economic and social advancement of the people of this nation. Far from being conceived of as a yearly ritual, this speech from the throne is a major instrument of the democratic process of government, providing for the transparency which is demanded in the conduct of the business of the people. As we reflect on the state of our country, as we ponder on the challenges which we must confront, and as we search for solutions to our problems, it becomes apparent that, notwithstanding the influence of the external environment, it is our own internal strength and conviction which will have the greatest bearing on our survival as a nation. A survey of the global landscape at this time reveals a pretty grim state of affairs. While not attempting to chronicle every international event, some obvious examples nevertheless come to mind. Disasters, natural and man-made, in different parts of the world. Unrest in several countries, particularly in the Middle East and in North Africa, as populations rise in their quest for democracy. Factional violence, almost descending to civil war, and a humanitarian disaster in the Ivory Coast. Spiraling prices of oil and petroleum-related products, with its knock-on effects on every other sector of society, particularly in the transportation and energy sectors. Increasing food prices. The near collapse of some economies, causing them to approach regional and international institutions for bailouts. All these are but a few of the examples that point to instability in the international environment. Even as we meet here, Japan, a country with which St. Lucia has enjoyed such friendly relations since our independence, and which has been so generous in its support for our development, is recovering from a massive earthquake and tsunami, resulting in the loss of thousands of lives and the displacement of many, widespread destruction of property, and an ongoing threat of radioactive fallout caused by the proximity to the disaster zone of a damaged nuclear power plant. My government wishes to take this opportunity to extend our profound sympathies and our solidarity to the government and people of Japan as they struggle to overcome their ordeal. Madam President, Madam Speaker, we in St. Lucia have not been spared the effects of the global economic and financial meltdown or the ravages of natural disasters that seem to have engulfed the world in recent times. Indeed, as a small and open economy, we so often catch the proverbial cold when the rest of the world sneezes. Therefore, being dependent on imported petroleum products for so much of our energy and other daily needs, we are now bearing the brunt of increased prices for these products on the world market. increased food prices due to drought, floods and other natural phenomena in different parts of the world are now the order of the day. But therein also lies an opportunity for us, and for our farmers in particular, to be more innovative in supplying our needs and exploring other markets. Through prudent policies and fiscal measures, my government has been able to avoid the worst fallout from being felt in St. Lucia, notwithstanding delays and cancellations of many investment projects. We remain committed to the exercise of fairness in pursuing the delicate balance between fiscal prudence and the pursuit of growth-enhancing policies. The right mix of policies that will create economic growth, provide opportunities for our population to prosper, that will enhance social cohesion, that will assist our youth in attaining their full potential while ensuring fiscal responsibility, has been and will remain at the center of our strategic approach. Internally, aspects of criminal activity and acts of deviant behavior threatened to undermine the very foundation of our society by compromising our national security and placing at risk our reputation of being a safe and secure country. My government has acted decisively to counteract this threat, and with the support, commitment, sacrifice, and devotion to duty of the hard-working members of the Royal St. Lucia Police Force, has stabilized the situation. My government therefore wishes to place on record its appreciation and that of the entire population to those officers who, at great risk to themselves and their families, confronted this problem head on in the effort to restore confidence in the security of our country. Madam President, Madam Speaker, the event which has left the greatest and most lasting impression on our lives during the past 12 months has been the passage of Hurricane Thomas during the weekend of October 30th and 31st, 2010. The many scars on our landscape bear testimony to the long-term effects of this disaster on our lives. But the most tragic aspect associated with Hurricane Thomas has been the loss of human lives. Those who have been confirmed as having perished during or in the aftermath of the disaster, as well as those who are still listed as missing. My government joins the entire population in extending sympathies and condolences to all those families who have lost loved ones. We share in your sorrow and will continue to support you and pray for you and your loved ones. But Hurricane Thomas was also the event which brought to the fore once again that trait for which St. Lucians have become noted. It is in times of adversity that the best in us becomes evident. Those who braved the floods, the landslides, and other potential threats to rescue their neighbors, or citizens they hardly knew, who gave up their time to feed, to clothe, and to comfort those in distress, who donated relief items like foodstuffs, clothing, pharmaceuticals, who housed those who needed shelter, who cleared the roads, restored bridges, and other infrastructure, very often in situations of danger to their own lives, were, in effect, displaying the true meaning of being St. Lucian. My government salutes all of you, individuals and organizations, and conveys its sincere appreciation for the sacrifices that you have made for the discomfort endured in the interests of others and your country. My government also wishes to publicly express gratitude to all the friendly countries, to the regional and international organizations which came to our assistance in this time of crisis. The process of reconstruction following this disaster will take many years, but we are encouraged by the immediate response and the commitments of support to the rebuilding process already made. Madam President, Madam Speaker, Hurricane Thomas taught us many lessons. It has highlighted our vulnerability as a small island state, the susceptibility of our ecosystem, the far-reaching effects of such phenomena on our lives and our survival as a nation. My government believes that it would be failing in its responsibility to the people of St. Lucia, and more specifically future generations of our citizens, if we did not learn from these lessons and act on them. The ongoing international debate on the dangers that climate change poses, particularly to small island ecosystems such as ours, is evidence that the world community is becoming more sensitized to our vulnerability. My government has been an active participant in this debate and will continue to champion the cause of nations like ours, so that the international mechanisms currently being considered will take full cognizance of our peculiar situation and contain measures to adequately address them. My government is committed to the principle of sustainability in its development program. For us to be truly on the road to sustainable development, we need to appreciate the need to build resilience in all that we do. We must change our habits in construction, in waste management, in the design of projects, and in how we live generally. We must ensure that appropriate adaptation and mitigation measures are at the core of every initiative, so as to guarantee future generations an adequate quality of life. Madam President, Madam Speaker, système parlementaire pays a cabanou l'occasion pour venir ensemble tous les années pour tendre ses plans gouvernement qu'a proposé pour gouverner pays a et puis pour poursuivre pour l'abuser peuple. En même temps, yo ka servi l'occasion ça là pour passer devant nous situation pays a. C'est cette situation qui a affecté pour le bien comme pour le mal projet de travail là que a proposé. L'année ça là, Sainte-Lucie, comme presque tout l'autre pays au Lyon la terre, a trouvé quoi dans une situation difficile, une situation critique même. Jour en jour, nous attendons nouvelles tracassements, dégâts et puis des as qui capent un coup tout partout. Gros de l'eau, tremblement de terre, tsunami, mauvais temps, la guerre, sirection. En fait, il semble toute qualité malheur qu'a visité la terre ces jours-là. Ici, en parlant de nous-mêmes, nous expérimentons au vif dégâts et puis dommages. Nous tenons l'habitude de rester seulement à sous télévision. Qui laisse parmi nous qui a oublié ce qui passait en pays le 30 et puis le 31 octobre l'année dernière? Mais celle, ça, nous tous savent, même si nous n'avons pas encore fini vers qui côté nous a tourné, c'est nous ni pour vivre, mettre pays à sous des pieds. c'est nous-mêmes qui n'y pour faire. Même si les autres caillent de nous. C'est force là nous ni en nous-mêmes là. Confiance là nous ni en capacité nous pour faire ce qui nous pouvait faire là. L'espoir et puis la foi nous ni en yon à l'autre là. Qui caille vraiment aide-nous réussir. Tu mets en long. Nous espérons peut-être épais. Jounoua peut-être faible. En chaye de nous, parce que ça fait plus meilleur passer bouette. Mais, courage. La route c'est chère. Manière moun vini ensemble après désastre Thomas là pour nettoyer pays là, pour déboucher colvert et puis la rivière, pour déboiser chemin, pour tirer la boue la falaille, pour porter moun sous cou. Ça montre que même si yon y chitan yo les bagay normal, yon ka mette tout ça derrière les trois cassements rivé pays là. Bon, c'est qualité bon chè. Bon naturel ça là, nous n'y brisons en ces temps difficiles ça là. Gouvernement qui a pris l'occasion ça là, aujourd'hui, pour remercier encore et puis pour applaudir tout le monde, toute organisation en pays là, pour tout travail web là, tout sacrifice là, tout gênement yo supporté là, pour l'appétit voisin yo, pour l'appétit pays yo. Gouvernement ka remercier aussi tout pays et puis organisation en Caraïbes là et puis Hollywood la terre qui t'est venu porter nous secours après Thomas. Travail là moins dit ka long et puis web mais nous apprécier vivement l'encouragement et puis support yo ja offert nous. L'année dernière c'était ça nous. L'année ça là c'est ça Japon. Un pays qui a fait tellement de nous depuis l'indépendance. Nous tous, en Sainte-Lucie, qui a sympathisé et puis Japon pour tout dommage là, tout dégât qu'ils ont souffert à cause du tremblement de terre et puis tsunami qui dévalisait yo dernièrement. Nous avons dit, Jean pays nous-mêmes, la force est courage. Madame Présidente, Madame Speaker, peut-être que j'attends morceau de parole, ça là. Cabrit by ball, mais c'est mouton qui fout. C'est vraiment une situation, ça là, nous avons trouvé comme nous en dedans. C'est juste ça là. On change changement qui a pris un coup en dehors pays. Bagaille nous pas mis en rien pour faire pire. Mais c'est bagaille, ça là, qui a affecté nous sérieusement. Par exemple, puis gasoline qui a haussé, puis marchandises qui a mouté, puis ticket pour voyager qui a venu plus cher. Et même ni ça qui dit que toutes ces gaudes, toutes ces transfects-là, toutes ces mauvais temps qui ont affecté nous, c'est juste ça, c'est le résultat du vieux habitude du monde en tout petit coin de la terre. Comme ça, c'est pour nous faire attention, prendre conscience, pour savoir qui qualité boisson nous a boire en ces balles qu'a bout ça là. Madame Présidente, Madame Speaker, during the past 12 months, we have lost many of our standing sons and daughters. They range from political giants and legal luminaries like Sir George Mallet, Sir Alan Luizzi and Sir Vincent Flossack. Cultural icons like Dame Sethen Descartes. Educational and cultural activists like Petronila de Surville and Patricia Charles. These modern day pioneers, and indeed many who have gone before them, have contributed immensely to the progress we have made as a nation. They have left us a legacy of sacrifice and hard work which our generation must continue to cultivate. We cannot allow this legacy to vanish into oblivion. My government will therefore propose specific measures to honor the legacy of these outstanding citizens. During this session of Parliament, government will launch the Dame Tressen Descartes Endowment for the Arts. This initiative is designed to unleash the creative potential of our people, particularly of young persons involved in the arts, and to facilitate the growth of creative industries, not only as an expression of talent, but as a viable alternative area of economic activity. Madam President, Madam Speaker, it has been written that where there is no vision, the people perish. Very early during its term of office, my government took the bold step of commissioning a study with a view to developing a national vision plan for St. Lucia. The main objective of that vision plan was to spread the benefits of development to all sections of the society, both in a geographical sense and to all social strata. We have completed the first part of that vision as far as it relates to the spatial distribution of development. The wisdom and foresight behind this vision plan and some of the ideas and projects contained therein have been underscored following the passage of Hurricane Thomas. During this session of Parliament, government will proceed to the next stage of this plan, which will involve the integration of the social dimensions of the development process into the physical components and the design for implementation of some of the specific projects identified. The damage caused by Thomas, as well as some of the social and economic challenges which we face, underscore the need to proceed expeditiously with these initiatives. Madam President, Madam Speaker, the challenge of building a society that is just, that caters to the needs and legitimate aspirations of all St. Lucians, where all are considered equal and have an even chance of success, requires a holistic approach to the problems of development. The challenge to feed, clothe, and house our population, to confront our many social problems, to provide health services, education, and water, to provide opportunities for our youth, to create employment, to protect our environment, and to maintain law and order is made much more difficult by less than friendly external circumstances over which we have no control. But we must confront them if we are to secure a future for our citizens. This we can only achieve through hard work and a consensual approach to addressing our problems. My government has demonstrated its commitment to this inclusive approach through its agreement to convene a joint sitting of Parliament to address the vexing issue of crime and security. The sitting will be convened very early in this new session, and we hope that the outcome will further complement the strategies already being pursued and which are beginning to show results. Earlier in the year, government announced a 6-point plan to address law and order. The successes of the early stages of this plan are evident, and we will continue to build on these successes by enhancing the capacity and capability of the police, by protecting our borders through regional collaboration, by social reform and renewal targeting all areas, including inner city communities and rural communities, by adopting a consultative approach embracing all sectors of the society, and by the strengthening of legislation. Madam President, Madam Speaker, the health of a nation is also its wealth. And securing a future means addressing issues in the health sector. During this session, we will witness the completion of many health facilities and the initiation of new projects, either by rehabilitating existing facilities or constructing new ones. But the burden of the cost of health care with an aging population is one issue which we must address. To complement the new facilities, the excellent work of health personnel, as reflected by the advances being made both in community care and in specialized areas, government proposes to seek a sustainable approach to the financing of health care. It has been said, Madam Speaker, Madam President, that education is the vehicle through which we will pull our people out of poverty. Our late and longest serving Prime Minister subscribed to that view, and it is a position endorsed by my government. As we continue to rehabilitate, rationalize, and when necessary, expand the school plant, the quality of our education system has to be a priority. Government will pursue the modernization of our education system by broadening initiatives to expand the use of information and communication technology in schools and to better prepare students for the workplace. Accreditation is an important aspect of any framework for the management of education. This has become a most urgent issue in light of the increasing number of external institutions seeking to establish campuses in countries like St. Lucia. My government will therefore enact legislation to govern accreditation. The establishment of the National Accreditation Council will facilitate St. Lucia's participation in the CARICOM single market and economy as it relates to the movement of skills. It will enhance the regulatory framework for tertiary institutions, particularly medical schools operating here. It will enhance our competitiveness as a destination for the export of education and health services, and will represent a major step for capitalizing on the opportunities available in these areas. Madam President, Madam Speaker, young people account for 70% of our population. Therefore, any development strategy must ensure that the needs of that sector are specifically catered for. My government believes that such approaches should not only be restricted to creating employment and to building facilities for the youth to expend their energies, but should specifically cater for their full inclusion and participation in the development process. Unfortunately, we have witnessed a decline over the years in youth organizations and uniformed groups such as scouts, guides, and other similar organizations. My government will therefore embark during this term on a new program called the Sign Up Initiative to galvanize young people into participating in the development process. Sign Up will seek to energize and inspire them to service to their peers, to their communities, to their churches, the environment, and society by joining existing youth-oriented organizations and, when necessary, by revitalizing or forming such groups in order to serve a pertinent need. My government, Madam President, Madam Speaker, has recently received the report of the Minimum Wage Commission. Cabinet will soon be examining this report with a view to creating the conditions for its implementation. A just minimum wage for all workers is our ultimate objective. Since assuming office, government has set about carefully and purposefully to reinstate the agriculture sector to the position of prominence it once enjoyed. The wisdom of that strategy has become obvious in light of the continuous rises in the prices of food internationally. This policy of support to agriculture will be continued. More specifically, these policies will be informed by the objective of developing the sector in a sustainable manner, avoiding decisions based on expediency. We have committed to acquiring certain aspects of the St. Lucia Banana Corporation, a company now in liquidation. These assets include the shares held by the company in Winfresh and the lands in the Mabuya Valley. This decision is aimed at protecting the interests of St. Lucia in Winfresh and at avoiding prime agricultural lands being used for speculative purposes, because recent events have shown that these interests have been placed at risk. Madam President, Madam Speaker, with due regard to fiscal responsibility, my government has focused methodically on the delicate balancing act of charting the economic and the social development of our country. It is a balancing act that has been made much more difficult by the harsh external environment and by the passage of Thomas. As we focus on the task of reconstruction, we will need to navigate skillfully through very turbulent waters. Our diplomatic relationships will need to be geared towards facilitating the task at hand. Therefore, we will continue to strengthen our relations with traditional friendly governments and international and regional organizations, while we cultivate relationships with prospective new allies and explore new strategies, but always with the interests of St. Lucia at the forefront. Madam President, Madam Speaker, go to a Availa qui devant nous, c'est qui démarche qui nécessaire pour assurer qui nous a bâti une société qui juste, qui a satisfait la Bouisien et puis l'espoir tout Saint-Lucien. En société, qui a fait provision pour bailler tout le monde en chance pour réussir. Travail n'a pas aisé, mais c'est faux y fait. Pour y fait, c'est pour nous tous mettre tête ensemble et puis d'accord à ce qui démarche qu'a mené qualité solution nous qu'a cherché. Nous n'y travaillons pour faire en ligne de santé. Nous n'y l'hôpital pour finir et puis l'autre pour commencer. Nous n'y sommes hospitaliers pour ranger et puis les autres pour construire. Nous n'y pour décider qui manœuvre nous croyons pas pour payer pour service santé, surtout par une population qui a vieilli. Nous nous travaillons pour faire aussi en ligne de l'indication. Tout le monde est d'accord que c'est l'indication qui a tiré les gens sortis de la pauvreté. L'année l'école pour bâtir. L'année ça qui nous brise, ranger. Nous nous pour examiner sérieusement la qualité d'instruction qui a pris un coup en cette école-là. Parce que nous nous pour assurer que nous bien préparer jeunes monde qui a quitté l'école pour qualité ce travail-là, marché neuf là, ni besoin. Madame Présidente, Madame Speaker, à peu près soit 10% population pays, c'est jeunes monde. Nous n'avons pas considéré ça Let me apprendre décision à sous manière pays a qu'a développé. Jeunesse pays a mérité plus qu'il facilitait pour jouer au ball. C'est pour nous encourager à participer en développement pays a, en commune, en église, pour bailler service n'importe côté yo ouais en besoin. Nous n'avons plus de travail pour faire encore en ligne de l'agriculture. Là, nous considérons ces qualités haussement nous avons un puits produit agricole sur le marché international. Nous n'avons plus d'accord qui décision ça là qu'à faire en chaïtien. Parmi leur démarche, le gouvernement a acheté à la propriété SLDC. L'intérêt a été en vin fraîche là. Et puis c'est terre en vallée Mabouillard. Parce que c'est vraiment balancer nous ni pour balancer le développement économique et puis social pays. Pour bâtir une fondation solide et pour quitter un bien solide dans ces générations qui vont suivre nous. Madame Présidente, Madame Speaker, I now turn to the legislative agenda which my government intends to pursue during this session. Firearms legislation. Government will continue the process of strengthening legislation to combat crime. Specific focus will be placed on amendments to the Firearms Act, Chapter 14.12, and the Criminal Code, Chapter 3 of the Laws of St. Lucia, with a view to addressing both those in possession and perpetrators. Those found guilty of dealing or trading in illegal firearms can expect to face stiffer penalties. Owners of licensed firearms will be required to exercise greater care and protection in their handling and safekeeping of their weapons. Gang-related violence. We have been witnessing the proliferation of gangs and gang-related activities in St. Lucia, but our current laws do not make provision for addressing gang-related violence. It is government's intention to examine models such as those of the United Kingdom and other Commonwealth jurisdictions, and to propose legislation to address the scourge of gang violence in St. Lucia. Policing. The Royal St. Lucia Police Force has been doing a commendable job trying to abate crime on the island, while at the same time providing security to our nation. Some progress has already been made in dealing with cyber and other white-collar crimes. The Proceeds of Crime Amendment Bill was passed during the last parliamentary session, giving the police increased powers to stop and search suspects. This will serve to bolster the efforts in combating criminal activity. There is need, however, to revisit the police regulations to increase the powers of the police commissioner in disciplinary matters as well as in dealing with rogue officers. The powers of the police complaints authority will be strengthened to discipline and sanction offending officers and to hear public complaints in a more timely manner. Other sectors. It is expected that there will be a review of the Electricity Supply Act as the electricity company attempts to develop a modern and more efficient supply to enhance our competitiveness in the global environment. In light of global trends in oil prices, there is need to examine again the option of cleaner and more sustainable sources of energy for the future. Through the Ministry of Communications, Works, Transport and Public Utilities, my government intends to enhance traffic and pedestrian safety, to improve traffic circulation and enforcement, as well as to transform the licensing regime for greater compliance. Therefore, it has again become necessary to review the Motor Vehicle and Road Traffic Act 2003. Consultations are currently taking place with a view to implementing the new amalgamated legislation during this session of Parliament. The management of the public service continues to be an area of concern to government. During this session, it is expected that a new public service management bill will be piloted through Parliament along with accompanying regulations. Government will strengthen existing disaster management legislation and will introduce the Marine Pollution Bill. During the last session of Parliament, government aggressively pursued the enactment of legislation aimed at bringing stability to and enhancing the operations of the financial sector. The following bills were passed and will be implemented in this parliamentary session. The Financial Services Regulatory Authority Bill, the Computer Misuse Bill, the Data Protection Bill, the Electronic Transaction Bill. New legislation in the sector will include the Cooperatives Bill, the Finance Administration Bill, the Procurement and Contract Administration Bill, the Banking Abandoned Property Regulations, and an Insurance Bill. A number of amendments to existing legislation were passed in Parliament during the last session and will become operational in this new session. Among them are the Proceeds of Crime Amendment Act, the Evidence Amendment Act, the Money Laundering Prevention Amendment Act, the Public Order Amendment Act, the Finance Administration Amendment Act, and the Labor Code Amendment Act. Madam President, Madam Speaker, quand la coutume, gouvernement qui a renforcé le régime loi pays pour régler le développement économique et social pays. Parmi ces lois, nous avons proposé soit changement et bien en loi tout neuf qui a concerné, premièrement, ferment. Moun qui n'a pas de licence pour ni, eh bien, pour porter physique, quand ils peuvent payer beaucoup plus que ce qu'ils ont payé actuellement, si la loi trouvait coupable. Crime et violence. Gouvernement a examiné la loi plusieurs pays pour voir qui manière nous a réduit violence et puis crime parmi toutes ces gangs qui ont établi tout partout au pays. Police. La loi qui baille chaque police là plus pouvoir pour discipliner police qui a cassé loi pays. Comité qui a tant plainte, même public là, qui a porté contre police, qui a mis plus pouvoir pour discipliner aussi. Service public. Gouvernement qui a introduit loi pour régler service public pays. Et finalement, pour finance, gouvernement mis l'attention à passer plusieurs lois pour renforcer WEG en affaires financières pays. Madame Présidente, Madame Speaker, as conscious as we now are of our civic responsibilities, we should all be aware that, barring some extraordinary circumstance, this sixth session will bring to an end the life of the ninth Parliament of St. Lucia. It does not mean, however, that our commitment to good governance, economic and social development, and other responsibilities should be any less. On the contrary, it is in this period that we should demonstrate our maturity, our sense of purpose, our national pride, and our commitment to nation building. All around us, the world is grappling with one crisis after another. People are agitating for their basic rights. Countries are facing severe economic meltdown, and catastrophes are an almost daily occurrence. Years ago, we would have heard of these events long after they had occurred. But today, we witness them instantaneously, and their effects on us are immediate. We therefore need to be forward-thinking and collectively innovative if we are to be spared the worst of these problems. Let us therefore continue in the same spirit of brotherly love and caring that was so evident in the immediate aftermath of Hurricane Thomas. May God bless our nation. And so, Madam President, Madam Speaker, it is now my pleasure to formally declare open the 6th session of the 9th Parliament of St. Lucia. Thank you.
All right.